T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, what do you think, man? 13 years, 330. You'd like some of that, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd like a piece of that pie, but it's a ridiculously stupid contract.
You're saying Bryce Harper's not a good player? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think 13 years is a stupid contract to give out, especially if there's no outs in it or unless it's fully insured or whatever, because, you know, I mean, he blows something out this year. They're stuck with that for the next 12.
What kind of injury could he have that would, you know, he couldn't play for 13 years? That's unlikely. David Wright of the Mets has been, right? He had the injury.
I remember when the Indians extended Travis Hafner, and he got hurt, and that contract hung around the neck of the franchise for a couple years because it paralyzed him.
But if there was a 7 or 8 year contract, that you could be in that. We'll see. These long contracts are rarely live up to their value. But, you know,
exactly.
If he's a great player for the next 8-10 years and he stinks the last few, I don't think it's the end of the world.
You know what? If they're able to win a World Series or two over the next 13 years, then it'd absolutely be worth it. But like you said, like these mega contracts that everyone gets excited about, obviously we're talking about it now, but these mega contracts just rarely seem to work out in the favor of the ball club that makes that type of commitment. And I just see 13 years, and that freaks me out.
I will be 60 when that contract ends.
I will be 55.
There you go.
I'll be 54, 55 when that contract
almost
ends.
Almost as old as me. There you go. that is crazy. All right, let's talk some combine stuff here.
Yes.
Yesterday we had Freddie Kitchens. Today we have John Dorsey on the mic. I did think he did a better job with the Kareem Hunt stuff. There's one reporter in the gaggle of you guys that is obsessed with asking David Njoku questions. I don't know what that's all about.
Not a Cleveland guy, though.
Yeah.
I think that was a Cleveland guy.
I mean, like, Peter gives the one last, and when it's one last, You got to realize you can't ask about David Njoku. Please, can we not do that?
But you know what? We got a good quote out of him where he issued a challenge to Njoku.
Yes, that's true. Fair.
To work on his run blocking. So I agree with you. Maybe quality of the question for the timing of the question, not optimal.
Yeah.
But the response we got in return was pretty good. And actually, that was one of the more definitive answers that Dorsey gave regarding one of his players that they're currently on the team, and that is, for David to get out there and block the run better.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. A lot of it was wishy-washy, which he's trying to – that's what he does. I mean, he wants to keep everybody in the dark. It's smart business.
Yes,
it makes a lot of sense. I do like when the comments he made when he was asked about Odell and Antonio Brown. He pulled his phone out and said that. He's obviously not going to talk about the specifics of the players, but I think if he wants to go get Odell Beckham Jr., he can't wait for that phone call. He's going to have to be the one making that phone call then.
I think he'd have to be aggressive there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. The Browns really don't have interest in Antonio Brown. I don't think they do. It's just the vibe that I get. I haven't been told anything specific, so I'm not like reporting
anything. Yeah, I'm not surprised
The vibe I get is they're not as interested as maybe fans are. I wrote a little bit about that yesterday. Fans are really excited and enthralled about that particular possibility, but I just don't see that materializing. I would probably put the odds of an Odell Beckham Jr. trade happening long before an Antonio Brown trade happening. For a multitude of reasons, but and I still think that Odell's a long shot, unless we're talking after June 1 and something happens before training camp or whatnot. But I still think that the Odell thing might be a little bit of a long shot. We asked John Dorsey today specifically about the receiver position and size and speed and that, because it does – you get the feeling that they need that prototypical X receiver, that big, long – fast receiver to complement what they already have, namely Jarvis Landry. We'll make an assumption that they're able to keep Rashard Higgins, who's going to be a restricted free agent. You obviously, you know, got Antonio Callaway, who showed a little burst and some pop as a rookie, but you feel that way. And then we asked John about it, and he just kind of brushed it off. Like he doesn't seem to get, at least publicly, he doesn't get caught up in the big name player type thing. But also at the same time, when you look at what he's able to do, you know, Kareem Hunt is a big name. If you set the off the field stuff aside just for a moment, talk pure football here, you know, Kareem Hunt is a big name, a big production star caliber player. Jarvis Landry, big production caliber player. So even though he talks like he doesn't really want to lean on those type of guys, the type of players he goes after obviously speak to the exact opposite.
That's right. That's right. So it will not surprise me if he is aggressive. If they don't make a blockbuster trade and if they stay at 17, I think it's likely they will take a defensive player, either a defensive lineman. Linebacker's been mentioned here lately. Yeah, maybe offensive line, maybe. The more I hear them talk, and maybe it's just talk, and John Dorsey's good at covering up the truth. You do get the sense that they're happy with their offensive line as is, and
yes.
I think it's unlikely they're going to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. I don't believe they're going to draft a wide receiver in the first round. I'd be surprised if they don't take a defensive player if they stay at 17. Now, maybe they trade around. Who knows? Something different, but
yeah. I said, first of all, I don't think that they're going to stay at 17. I also don't think that they will be I'm with you. I think offensive line is off the board in the first round. The Greg Robinson re-signing, I think, takes that immediate need off the board for them. Receiver, I think that they see enough value in this class where they might be able to find someone in the third or fourth round. So I think that that's out. Just by process of elimination, Bull,
yeah.
I'm basically down to defensive tackle. This is not a good linebacker class. You got the kids from LSU, and that's about it as far as star power amongst these linebackers. Maybe you get a little value in the later rounds, but it's not a deep linebacker class. It is an extremely deep defensive line class, as you spoke of, and it's also a good cornerback class. But I think that corner, because of the depth, he'll wait a little bit. So just by process of elimination, I really have honed in on defensive tackle is their number one priority. Not so much a defensive end to bookend with Myles Garrett. They need somebody that can come right up the middle and hit the quarterback in the mouth. That is what they're looking for. Somebody that can complement Myles Garrett with the pressure up the middle. And so that's where my real focus and my spidey sense tingles when it comes to that 17th pick.
All right, Daryl, good stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Bull.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.